A confession found in a prison in the time of Charles II. I held a lieutenant's commission in His Majesty's Army, and served abroad in the campaigns of 1677 and 1678. The Treaty of Nijmegen being concluded, I returned home, and retiring from the service, withdrew to a small estate lying a few miles east of London, which I had recently acquired in right of my wife. This is the last night I have to live, and I will set down the naked truth without disguise. I was never a brave man, and had always been from my childhood of a secret, sullen, distrustful nature. I speak of myself as if I had passed from the world, for while I write this, my grave is digging, and my name is written in the black book of death. Soon after my return to England, my only brother was seized with mortal illness. This circumstance gave me slight or no pain, for since we had been men, we associated but very little together. He was open-hearted and generous, handsomer than I, more accomplished and generally beloved. Those who sought my acquaintance abroad or at home, because they were friends of his, seldom attached themselves to me long, and would usually say in our first conversation that they were surprised to find two brothers so unlike in their manners and appearance. It was my habit to lead them on to the disavowal, for I knew what comparisons they must draw between us, and having a rankling envy in my heart, I sought to justify it to myself.